Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories. Will Beth Israel Medical Center at East 16th Street and First Avenue close? It is a hugely important question for local residents, and that question is at the heart of a rally on the east side today. Mount Sinai announced its intention to close the hospital last September. Today, numerous public officials, including Congressman Dan Goldman and Jerry Nadler, are taking part in a rally to save the hospital. This is New York Assemblymember Harvey Epstein, back on the day last September when Mount Sinai announced the closing.
My daughter was born here, so they closed the paternity ward. A friend of mine had a heart attack, was brought here, and they closed the cardiac unit. You basically bleed a hospital dry by taking all those services out, and then you wonder why you're losing so much money.
And State Senator Liz Krueger has issued a statement saying that public officials have been working to find a solution in an effort to maintain access to emergency and inpatient health care services below 23rd Street. Numerous holidays are being celebrated today. It is Palm Sunday.
Saluto tutti voi, fedeli di Roma.
Pope Francis at Palm Sunday at the Vatican. The Pope presided over the Mass but did not read his homily. The Pope has been suffering on and off with bronchitis and the flu. No official explanation from the Vatican. It is quite unusual for a Pope to not read a homily at a major event such as Palm Sunday.
My God, my God.
Sounds of Palm Sunday singing at St. Patrick's Cathedral. Palm Sunday is being celebrated throughout our area. Robert Brennan is the Bishop of Brooklyn.
Part of the symbolism of this is that as Jesus is making this solemn entrance and walking to what will end up being his death, we as Christians, centuries later, we accompany him on this spiritual journey, remembering that Jesus is carrying those burdens for us.
Meanwhile, today also marks the annual Holi celebration at the South Street Seaport, a holiday that originated on the Indian subcontinent and symbolizes the coming of spring. There will be traditional Holi delicacies and Indian-inspired cuisine. Today's event is presented by the South Street Seaport Museum and the organization The Culture Tree that provides South Asian-themed educational and cultural programs. Anu Sehgal is the founder of the Culture Tree.
We want it to be a celebration, but we also want to increase the understanding towards different cultures, and especially understanding for children, because we want to build empathy, respect, and also we want to address the questions about identity.
The event runs until 4 o'clock this afternoon. Today is also the Jewish holiday of Purim, a holiday that commemorates the Jews' survival in ancient Persia some 2,300 years ago. Sheldon Coy is the school principal of Hebrew Tabernacle in Washington Heights.
The symbolic importance of it to celebrate is the victory of the Jewish woman Esther, who was brave in approaching her husband the king and letting him know that this Haman person was trying to kill her and all of her people. The symbolism is the victory of bravery and honesty over evil.
Holiday also includes eating a delicious cookie of sorts called Humantaschen. Many synagogues also mark the holiday with a show called the Purim Spiel, a show that tells the story of Purim using parody songs to do so. These shows are beloved in synagogues, and from my own experience, they usually have more rehearsals than they had for Hamilton, but they are labors of love. Two people were rescued from a car yesterday at 65th Street in Central Park. There's video showing subway riders in a flooded 2nd Avenue station. And a tree came down on 5th Avenue between 93rd and 94th Street.
It's not unusual for trees to fall during a storm, but on 5th Avenue, well, it's quite a sight for Arnie Ursiner, who lives nearby.
Can you imagine walking out of your building this morning and seeing two cars just buried under a tree?
Chainsaws and wood chippers were running first thing Sunday morning, workers trying to remove this huge tree that came down on three parked cars. One of them is Raphael Elkind's car.
Half of me says it looks okay, but the red car across the street is totally screwed.
Luckily, no one was injured, but for Elodie Saeed, she'll pay more attention to the trees on her walks.
I have trees next to my place, so I'll just be careful, really careful.
Darius Ranci is 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM on the Upper East Side.
Yesterday's heavy rains are making the residents of a Bronx building a bit more than skittish. The building at 1915 Billingsley Terrace partially collapsed last December. Tenants are concerned about another collapse or electrical fire. Legal Aid Society released a video showing rainfall pouring through ceiling lights in the building's lobby. Jessica Bellender is a legal aid attorney.
It feels like it's one more insult to injury after having been vacated right around the holidays and being in shelter and in limbo for quite a period of time, and then being, you know, pushed back into the building while work is being done.
Department of Buildings issued a violation to the landlord yesterday for failure to maintain the building. Tenants have sued the landlords to try to force the landlord to complete repairs. And NBC4 New York is reporting that the man who has been termed New York City's worst landlord was attacked upon arrival at Rikers. Daniel Oheb Shalom turned himself in Thursday. He had failed to perform hundreds of court-ordered repairs on his Manhattan properties, taken to Rikers, expected to serve 60 days. He was reportedly punched by another person in custody and may have broken bones in his face. But sources tell NBC4 New York that Oheb Shalom was likely not targeted because the suspect threatened to assault a number of other people as well. The rains yesterday postponed the planned opening of Luna Park on Coney Island, including the cyclone, but it is open today, and in true Coney Island style, there's an annual egg cream christening. Alessandro Zamparella is president and CEO of Central Amusement International.
One great tradition is the christening of the Coney Island Cyclone, the most iconic roller coaster in the world, that is actually turning 97-year-old this season.
Now is not the time to have the discussion about how an egg cream has neither eggs nor cream. What it does have is it's delicious. That's what it has. It opened at 10 o'clock today. The first 97 people got a free ride on the Cyclone and then a free egg cream. In that order, not a great idea to have the egg cream and then the ride. Latest report of subway violence. Police say a woman was slashed in the face multiple times at the South Ferry station at around 1 o'clock this morning. It's not clear what started the verbal altercation that led to the slashing. The suspect then left the area. The victim's in stable condition. Could artificial intelligence help authorities to know when a gun has been pulled on the city's subways? NYPD is reportedly looking at this technology. NYPD Assistant Commissioner Kaz Daughtry told New York One the technology might be one way to stop guns on the subways in the aftermath of the recent A-Train shooting in Brooklyn. A gun detection AI company called Zero Eyes told the New York Post the technology is designed to send an alert to authorities before the first shot is fired. Got lottery fever? A lot of people do. Two massive jackpots coming up this week.
There was no big winner in last night's Powerball drawing, so the jackpot rolls over to $800 million for tomorrow night. And that is small potatoes compared to the Mega Millions, which is now $1.1 billion for Tuesday. Mega Billions? Anyhow, enjoy the dreams, but don't count on it. Your odds of winning are around 1 in 300 million, give or take. That means you're around 10 times more likely to be attacked by a shark. Just saying. I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Cue the music. Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.